don't," said Antony, getting up. "Some talk of Alexander and some of Hercules, but nobody talks about... What's the Latin for trapdoor? Mensa, a table? You might get it from that. Well, Mr. Beverley," and he slapped him heartily on the back as he went past him, "I shall see you later. Cayley says that you will amuse me, but so far you have not made me laugh once. You must try and be more amusing when you have finished your breakfast. But don't hurry. Let the upper mandibles have time to do the work." With those words, Mr. Gillingham then left the spacious apartment. Bill continued his breakfast with a slightly bewildered air. He did not know that Cayley was smoking a cigarette outside the window behind him. Not listening, perhaps. Possibly not even overhearing. But within sight of Antony, who was not going to take any risks. So he went on with his breakfast, reflecting that Antony was a rum fellow, and wondering if he had dreamed only of the amazing things which had happened the day before. Antony went up to his bedroom to fetch his pipe. It was occupied by a housemaid, and he made a polite apology for disturbing her. Then he remembered. "Is it Elsie?" he asked, giving her a friendly smile. "Yes, sir," she said, shy but proud. She had no doubts as to why it was that she had achieved such notoriety. "It was you who heard Mr. Mark yesterday, wasn't it? I hope the inspector was nice to you." "Yes, thank you, sir." "It's my turn now. You wait," murmured Antony to himself.
"Yes, sir, nasty-like, meaning to say his chance had come."
"I wonder."
"Well, that's what I heard, sir, truly."
Antony looked at her thoughtfully and nodded. "Yes, I wonder. I wonder why."
"Why what, sir?"